Siobhan is with me on the line in County Meath today because, Siobhan, you got in touch with me. You want to talk about fairer fares.
I do. Yeah. So last year, the government had they had a big song and dance about how they were going to do something for people who live very close to Dublin. But with the trains, if you cross a county line, the fares go up astronomically. So, for example, if you were to go from Balbriggan to Connolly return, it's €8. But if you go from Laytown, where we are, it's €16.90.
This was a
big
jump.
So it's more than double. Yeah, and it's like it's two stops and 6 minutes on the train. That's the difference. It's a thing that's been going on for years and years. It's once you cross the county line, the fares get really high. So the government had this idea that they would bring all the fares in line with, say, Balbriggan, because that's the last stop on that route from outside County Dublin. They would bring them into line. So you'd be paying the same from Laytown that you'd be paying from Balbriggan. And they had a big song and dance, and there was a big, massive poster, Fairer Fares Delivered.
I remember it.
All
yeah, it was a great campaign, actually, Fairer Fares.
It was, yeah. It was brilliant, but it hasn't come into effect.
So for people living beyond that boundary or the county boundary, Siobhan, it's you and I'm sure your family and I'm sure obviously all of the rest of those living. So it's County Dublin, really, is it?
Well, we're outside County Dublin. Once you cross the county line, once you come out of County Dublin, so we're County Meath. So once you come out of County Dublin and you go into County Meath or County Louth or Kildare or one of the, you know, the surrounding close areas, your fare is doubling. In fact, it's more than doubling. So what they suggested was that we would get the same price fares from Drogheda as you would get from Balbriggan. So it would make it a lot fairer because so many people use the train for work, for college. Mm. So this big initiative was announced last year. Big, huge poster, Fairer Fares Delivered. We thought, brilliant, our son started college.
Oh, great.
This is great.
Yeah.
So he started college at the end of September and the fares hadn't come down. So when the TDs had been around Canvas and we asked them, you know, you have a big poster saying delivered, but actually hasn't been delivered. Oh, yeah, it's been worked on. It'll be done by the end of Q3 2024. Nothing happened. So
well, hang on, Q3 is the end of August last year?
Yeah. So got back in touch. Yeah. So Sharon Tolan was quite good. She's a local TD. She was really pushing for this. So got in touch with her and said, you know, what's happening? Because again, big poster, Fine Gael, her face on it as well, saying it was delivered, but it hasn't been delivered. So we got in touch with the National Transport Authority and they said it was a bit of a delay, but they'd have it done very soon. So we were like, well, how soon? And loads of people in Drogheda and these areas really are affected by this. It's a huge expense. So they said it would definitely be done by January. So hasn't come in January.
Yeah, sure. We're now the 14th of February and nothing.
Yeah, got back in touch. Now, when is it going to happen? Now we don't even have a date. Now they're saying they don't even know when it's going to happen. So what's really annoying is for people like us who have kids going to school or college who budgeted based on them saying we're delivering this by September, that hasn't happened. So we're still paying double the fares to get our kids to school and college. And a lot of kids would use the Laytown train station to get to Balbriggan to the convent and schools there as well. So that's really, really bad. None of the ministers that we contacted, and I put this out to loads of mammies that I know, and loads of us sent in emails, loads of us, not one reply from the Minister of Transport. We sent other emails, no replies. We contacted the National Transport Authority. Now, they actually rang me. And the guy was like, look, you know, we're working on it. I said, okay, can you tell me why it's delayed, why you said it was going to be delivered, why you've actually said it has been delivered, what exactly, you know, is going on?
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's very complicated. And I said, well, try me. Come on. No, it's very, you know, websites are very complicated. It's very difficult to, you know, to change websites and things like that. I said, well, I own a website. I run a website. So tell me exactly where it's complicated. Right. I have to go into a meeting now. I said, you rang me to give me an update and now you have to go into a meeting. So he went. He was just completely useless. He hadn't a clue what to say to me once I started asking actual questions. So we have been bombarding the National Transport Authority, our local TDs, the Minister for Transport, and absolutely nobody is coming back with when it's going to happen. And also, they also promised that they were going to make the machines leap card friendly. So as my kids all have leap cards, now they're working on the buses. So if you get a bus from Drogheda, you can use your leap card. But if you get a train from Drogheda, you cannot use your leap card. So you're not even getting, you know, your student discount, you're having to pay full whack for the fare because you can't use your leave card, and they don't take it in the machine or if you actually go into the station to try and buy a ticket. So that's the other thing that they haven't done, and I asked about that. It's very complicated. It's very, very complicated. And I'm thinking, is it really that complicated? Yeah.
You've got nowhere, basically. And Siobhan, that's why you're here with us, I suppose, on Lunchtime Live today. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get answers for you, but we'll certainly try our best. When you say, like that's a big discrepancy in the budget that you'd planned for. So the fare, is it 16.90 return per day for your son going to college?
Yeah. And actually, James Lawless,
and you thought it was going to be about 8.
Yeah, because we were told this has been delivered. This will be in effect by September. So, yes. And he goes to college in Maynooth. So he's to get two trains. Now, he has a part-time job and he pays for most of it himself. But, like, it's a huge expense. And it's you know what? It's because I just don't think it's acceptable that nobody is taking responsibility. Nobody is taking ownership. Nobody is answering questions. And all of the emails and the requests for information, and literally I'm talking dozens of mammies. I know we have little group pages in this area and stuff that we use, and we're all sending emails to the same email addresses. We're getting an automatic reply and nothing after that.
Well, you see,
so we've had nothing at all.
So the scheme was due to reduce fares from train stations within a 50 kilometre radius of Dublin city centre, and it was going to bring those fares to the same price as stations within County Dublin. So your son's return fare should have been about 8 quid a day, and now it's nearly 17. Which is a big jump. Stay with me, Siobhan. You're right. There's other people annoyed about this too. I think we've got Jennifer with us on the line in Newbridge in Kildare. So you too, Jennifer, are affected by this fairer fare scheme.
Yes, we are indeed. Yeah, we're in a similar position to Drogheda, Laytown, Wicklow. So I actually set up a campaign back in June 22. And our campaign represents 1,600 families from Newbridge and the surrounding areas. So we are advocating for the lower fares for, in particular, Newbridge, Kildare Town and the surrounding areas. There's lots of other kind of townlands and that people would travel to Newbridge and Kildare Town. So we've been heavily engaged with the NTA, with all of our local representatives, we went up and met with Jack Chambers, who at one stage was the Minister of State in the Department of Transport. We've been following this really closely, and literally the goalposts have been moving since June 22.
Well, might be able to clarify this for me, Jennifer.
Yeah,
from memory, was it January last year this scheme was announced? January 2024?
No, it was even before that. So back around soon after January 22, obviously the government had kind of given the NTA the job to review all of the rail fares nationally, and it was acknowledged that it was totally unfair, that it had just kind of evolved. It had evolved historically from where you had kind of long distance fares and then commuter prices within, like, say, on the Dart line and that kind of thing. But then obviously over the last kind of 40 years, there's been a lot more towns like Newbridge and Kildare and that kind of thing, where people are commuting. They are well established commuter towns, but they weren't being treated that way. So what the government had asked the NTA to do was to review the entire rail network, and the product of that was a little bit delayed.
Yeah,
the product
okay.
that was a it was a national fare strategy, and we were waiting a long time for that.
No, I know there's been different strands and kind of elements in the leap card machine and all of that. But have you any clarity then, Jennifer, as to when this is going to be brought in?
Yeah, so I'll be quick with this. So that was published in January 23, right? The fare strategy, which was a high level view of this new Dublin commuter zone and how the fare would be structured. It's like a distance-based fare, so it's fair for everybody. And we were expecting then the fares determination, which is the actual detail of the fares, to be published in June 23. That was never published until January 24. And when that was published in January 24, we were we were told that the first phase would come in June 24, and that the most deprived areas would
that's
be
That's when probably a lot of us really remember kind of that big campaign from. Just bear with me for a moment, Jennifer. I think I've got Tony with me in Drogheda. Tony, you're a long time commuter. Are you affected by this scheme not being brought in?
Well, I wouldn't personally be seriously affected by it, but yeah, a lot of Drogheda people would be, obviously.
But I'm sure you were waiting for it to be rolled out if you're if you're a regular train commuter user.
Well, I am, but I'm of an age at this stage that it won't make a financial difference.
Right.
You know, something that, I mean, that this situation has existed for about 50 years. It goes right back to the 1970s when there was an arbitrary line drawn at Balbriggan and Greystones and around the Maynooth.
But is there much disappointment that it hasn't been rolled out yet?
There would be disappointment, but of course I mean, one of the issues with this is, okay, let's say you extend it to Kildare. What do you do for Monastrevin? What do you do for Port Arlington?
Where do you draw the line? Okay.
What do you do for Athy, for Carlow, for Dundalk? You know, it's an arbitrary kind of, I suppose, subsidy for Dublin commuters.
Yeah, a text from Thomas in Athenry says it's not only a county boundary issue. It's the 2 o'clock return, for instance, from Athenry to Galway for 16 minutes, the same distance on the East Coast is 5 to 6 euro. I'm from Athenry. I like many drive to Galway City because of the outrageous train prices. Jason Cullen is on the line. Jason's the chairperson for the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Jason, you were listening to Siobhan's issue at the very start of the programme today. A lot of people like Siobhan, quite frustrated.
Yeah, they are, and absolutely right to be. Not only, every public transport user is very used to waiting very long time, not only for their bus or their train or their Lewis to turn up, but equally to get any clarity from the NTA about when the next phase of their service is coming. What we have an idea or a sense from recent articles is that the earliest we're going to see these reductions is April, end of April of this year. And now, if you were someone expecting that fare reduction in September and you're coming from Drogheda to April, you're probably out €1,000. You know, and that's for each person who's a daily commuter on the train. This is massive money it's costing people. Mm. Which is even further exacerbated by the housing crisis, which is pushing people further and further outside of Dublin into those commuter towns. And now paying, while they're avoiding higher rents in the city, they're having longer travel times and higher fares. And the NTA just don't seem to want to prioritise this. And, you know, and now I'm actually quite disappointed to hear that people who are contacting the NTA are being told it's very complicated. Like, this is not a complicated process. You change the fares, you put in the LEAP system, off you go your way to the races. It's very simple. They just don't have the urgency or priority to do it.
You weren't even really told that, Siobhan, were you?
I was told it's very complicated. Websites are very complicated, and obviously I own a website, so that was the wrong thing to say to me. I wanted actual details on why it was complicated. Yeah. And I was listening to the other caller from Drogheda there, and I would say, actually, there's massive anger and frustration. It's not something people can wait for. There's no travel grants. So my son goes to college in Maynooth. There's no grant for him towards his travel. We have to pay for that. We have to pay for that every week. People who are going to work, they're not getting, you know, big tax breaks if they're taking the train into work every day. And you don't want to take your car. You want to take the train. You don't want
to
be driving.
You've actually been encouraged not to drive.
Yeah. And also another big issue with Irish Rail is that if you buy your ticket online and they tell you all the time the cheapest fares are online, a lot of the time that's actually not true. If you buy your ticket in the station, it's often cheaper. So even the information that they're giving you is incorrect. So the online ticket from Leitrim to Connolly is €16.90. But on the train station, I was able to get one for €11.10. So
that's the difference, right? Okay. Let me bring in Sharon Tolan, Councillor Sharon Tolan, who's Fine Gael representative in Meath East, is with me on the line today. Sharon, when will this fare scheme that it would appear, according to Siobhan, you've been telling people is in place, when actually will it be ruled out?
Yeah. Look, it's very, very frustrating, and I'm as frustrated and disappointed as Siobhan is and the rest of your listeners are. I have a young man who's a student as well. My son is travelling and using the train as well. I've been campaigning for this I've been raising the issue for 10 years, the 10 years that I've been a councillor. But really, I suppose in November 2021, when the NCA began their second round of public consultation on the Greater Dublin Area Draft Transport Strategy, I began kind of in earnest a really big campaign, the Fairer Fares campaign back then, a huge number of submissions, hundreds of submissions.
But have you been telling people that this is in place, Sharon, already?
Well, no. What was announced was that it was delivered. The two new zones, the strategy, once the strategy was published, that's exactly what I was saying was delivered. The strategy
was not delivered.
And the fares. Well, the strategy was published and it was to be delivered in September. So that's exactly what I was saying was delivered, the strategy and the introduction. Now, these delays are just, they're an absolute disgrace, to be perfectly honest with you, and unacceptable. I've written myself to the Minister for Transport. The last Minister for Transport seemed to fall off the face of the earth for the last 3 months before the election. Couldn't get answers out of him. As far as I'm concerned, look, without a shadow of a doubt, and I know Siobhan is very au fait with websites, there are going to be new products delivered. The new commuter, Dublin City Zone and Dublin Commuter Zone. So there'll be new fare products to be delivered. But my argument would be that just reduce the current fares. There's no need to introduce new products. You can reduce the current fares.
I would have thought there was a simple solution. We've actually contacted, we've got on to the NTA, Siobhan, since you got in touch with us here today, right? And they've come back, they've sent me a statement. So what the NTA say is Bus Éireann, Irish Rail and Lewis are currently working with their ticketing contractors to enable implementation of the Phase 2 fare changes. The implementation of the rail fares is being led by Irish Rail. And the work requires updates to the ticketing system, to the machines and the installation of the new Leap Card validators at stations. That will now come under the new fares structure. We're in contact with Irish Rail on the matter. In that context, Irish Rail have informed us that the changes are currently expected to be completed by the end of April 2025. The NTA has been disappointed with this delay. We fully appreciate the impact this will have on customers, and the NTA will continue to work with Irish Rail on this. So unless I'm reading this completely wrong, Sharon Tolan, the National Transport Authority is blaming Irish Rail for this delay.
Oh, well, absolutely. But the NTA are responsible for Irish Rail. The NTA could instruct Irish Rail to reduce the current products that they have. It's very, very easy for them to introduce, to increase fares. So it should be very, very easy for them to reduce fares. So while they are implementing the necessary products and introducing, and they've actually have installed the Leap Card machines in the Laytown train station and at Gormanston and in Drogheda as it is, and they're lying idle. They're not in use.
Well, we'll have
to
get on to Barry Kenny about this, so seeing as the NTA is blaming him. And just a final word on that, Siobhan. April 2025, that's when the NTA say they expect Irish Rail to have this sorted.
I do have to say, Sharon has been fighting tooth and nail for this, and I really appreciate everything she's done. And she's copied on all the emails that I've been sending, and she's the only person who ever replies and tries to get
answers. And will April 2025 be satisfactory?
I don't believe that. I mean, if the NTA are now blaming Irish Rail, when I had a phone conversation with them and they told me that they were looking into it and they were working on it and they were going to implement it, that's the first I've heard of them passing the buck to Irish Rail. And I've been trying to, like, I've been speaking with them since last September, so that's the first I've heard of them saying.
We'll send on that statement to you, Siobhan. I've no problem. We can put that up on our Twitter account, or I'll put it up on my Instagram if you want to look at it there at Andrea Gilligan 1. Siobhan, I hope you get this. I hope you know, for you and the family and everybody else, you do get it sorted, because I've no doubt if you had set a budget in place thinking this was going to be implemented last year, it is a big jump. The fact that the fare is now over 50% more than you thought it was going to be. Thanks a million, Siobhan, for getting in touch. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Jennifer, Councillor Sharon Tolan, Jason Cullen as well, and Tony in Drogheda. Thanks a million for getting in contact.